Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the creator of the universe. And sometimes I share music that I create in order to help empower you to find happiness from within. Especially if you struggle with depression or maybe a little bit of a depressed state, you've gone through a tough season. My intention is to help you, to equip you with knowledge, tools, real stories, real relevant science that is current and helpful. And then you get to decide if you're going to take action on it, what you're going to take action on, how much you're going to take, how much you're going to leave, and hopefully you share it with somebody else. So I always do these spirit-led sermons while I'm living life. So you might hear some background noise, and that's because I just started a new day job and I'm working and I'm all by myself and I love it, but it's kind of a loud place, so I'm doing my checks around and getting all the things done that I need to get done. Very, very simple job. Very grateful for that because that's what I prayed for. Lord, give me something simple while I'm waiting to be reunited with my husband. And as I was doing one of my checks around the perimeter, the Holy Spirit nudged in my heart and said, Erin, I want you to get your phone out when you get back to your area, and I want you to speak on the topic called clean up your mess. So here we go. No pre-planning. The first thing that came to mind was there's going to be a lot of cleanup. All of these people that have been involved in the 2020 incident where there was a hit put on my life. They used a real incident where there was a man that was really struggling with his mental health. He was in crisis. I reached out to the authorities to help him. I did the right thing. But unfortunately, the police in that area erased that phone call because they messed up. I just happened to create an alternative therapy and executed it twice successfully. The second time I charged for the event to some guests, and I just happened to have someone that bragged that they were the top security guy of our nation that protects the presidents of the United States of America. I had no idea who I invited. And a few days after the event, the person that was struggling with their mental health was acting even more strange. They had said the weekend prior to that, at my residence where I was staying, kind of like an Airbnb, but we took it off of the app and did a weekly payment plan. He, on the porch in the back, said he wanted to end it all. And I said, what do you mean you want to end it all? That sounds very dramatic. Are you okay? He's like, I just can't take this world anymore. So that to me sounded like he was going to end his life. Very concerned. And it was somewhere around the next day or so. I have my journals not with me, but I keep copious notes. He had reached out to me. He called me. And he said, I need you to speak to my mother. And I knew his mother from spending time with her that year. I had met her early February of 2020. And at that point, it was probably late October. And I said, what's going on? He said, we're lining up projects and she's sabotaging them. I said, how is she sabotaging them? What's going on? Talk to me. He said, she is stealing. She took the phone away. I said, she took your phone? Yeah, she took the phone. She's claiming that it is her boyfriend that passed away. It's his phone. And I don't get to use it. She has sabotaged me from successfully executing business, blocking me on purpose. And when I need you to stop it, I need you to call her and fix it for me. Because if I handle it, it's not going to be pretty. I knew he was very sincere what he said. I could sense it in his tone, and he already, earlier in the year, around February, late February, early March, he had a very low, depressed evening. Middle of the night, he kept calling me and calling me and calling me. I was at a different Airbnb with actually a licensed psychologist that was the owner of that house. And he was frightening me, very much so. I got passed by a fan. At that point, he said that he was going to kill his mother. He was so like growly and very angry. He was in a very angry state, and I snapped him to attention. And I said, "Excuse me, that is not acceptable. That is against the law, and I will break up with you, and I will turn you into the authorities immediately." And he quickly calmed down, got back to reality, and he said, "I'm just upset. I didn't actually mean I'm going to hurt her. I'm just very upset. She knows how to hit my buttons." So I already knew that he had threatened to kill his mother earlier in the year, and I spoke to her directly about it, privately. And she denied that he has any problems. He stormed out a different time in the middle of the night. I think he had had maybe a glass or two of whiskey or some hard alcoholic drink, and slammed the door and said that he was going to kill himself outside. So he was like all over the place with his emotions, and it's pretty normal if you have bipolar disorder to have co-occurring disorders. I don't know what diagnosis he had. I asked him. He said doctors refused to treat him. So after I had successfully executed the second Rich Happy therapy, I didn't invite him to that one because he was losing it. I invited him to the first one, and he was kind of an a-hole to me. He was kind of being a P-R-I-C-K. He wanted to see, he would join for free if I was charging people. So he didn't want to show up for me for the first one, so I didn't invite him to the second one because he already said he wanted to end his life. And I didn't need that kind of drama at the event. I was like, I don't know what this guy is doing. I don't know what he's up to, but he is certainly not going to help make people's lives happier. And after executing successfully the second one, I started noticing my technologies were kind of wonky in the next few days. And I had noticed that earlier in the year a few times after he would have a real bad episode where he would have a real low state, something would go missing from my technologies. Like I had a missing podcast episode with the doctor from the team, the Baltimore Orioles. I had to re-record an interview with him. Like, I don't know if he deleted those things or if the Illuminati group was messing with my technologies and perfectly timing it because they could spy on both of our conversations. I don't know if they were trying to cause division on our team or whatnot. I don't know exactly what was going on, but the topic of this episode is all about cleaning up your messes. And all the people that were involved in that incident, they're going to have to clean up a lot. They're going to have to clean up a whole lot because I did the right thing. I always make good decisions. I always pray to my Savior. I seek counsel. And I treat others how I desire to be treated. And I was a professional teacher, trained to look for the good in others. Grew up in the church, in the Christian church, studied, practiced, and taught classes, all in the application of spreading more love, creating my own curriculums, pre-K through 12th grade, as well as college level fitness, all with the intention to help people be happier. I worked with adult fitness faculty staff at graduate school in the fitness realm when I was a personal training director, and I was a manager of a gym, manager of personal trainers. I coached them very well. I got to know them. I asked them how many years experience they had, and I said, use me as a resource. I don't expect you to be perfect if you just got your degree. I've got a few years ahead of you. I'll respect you as a professional, but if you're struggling with a client, maybe they have a certain disability, we can strategize together. That's what leaders do. This person was struggling, and I reached out to the authorities. And the guest that was a part of the Rich Happy Therapy was the president of this defunded organization. So after the event, he was very excited. He had just decided to hire a gentleman that I had just partnered with for PR, who used to work for Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor? Yeah, that guy. He used to work with him and had some gigs with the Cirque du Soleil, Carnegie Mellon. Like, he was doing big projects. But during the pandemic, he lost a lot of those contracts because a lot of those businesses had to start making cuts. So he and I partnered together. We didn't sign anything yet, but we had a verbal agreement, and I invited him to the event for free because he and I were partners. And that's what you do, setting him up for success. So this defunded president, this defunded organization, I believe wanted to support me and needed a service in his business. And so he hired him right in the room. So the first ever executed Rich Happy Therapy where I charged tickets to my first ever designed therapy where it was still in process. I helped someone make a sale. I helped someone profit in my business, in the meeting. I created it out of nothing. And this person was, I believe, very interested in getting to know me better, the president of the defunded group. And so he had mentioned that he was going to be in town. He had some board meetings with some of his board members right down the road, and it would be really convenient for us to grab lunch or something. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, then I started noticing that my technologies were acting up even worse. And it got so bad after I had reached out to one of my first Rich Happy Therapy guests that was a part of the first executed one we did for free. He had retired from the DEA, and he recommended that I get some cybersecurity Norton antivirus thing on my devices, and I tried my best to get them downloaded and whatnot, but I'm not a techie person. I've learned a lot in a short amount of time. That's not my area of genius. I leave that to the experts. And you can't really protect yourself against professional hackers that have unlimited budgets to steal from you. And at that point, I had had a very large entity wanted to audit the second Rich Happy Therapy. And so they knew that. These people knew that. Very large, $200 billion medical entity wanted to see what I was doing, audit it, and then they wanted me to set up a budget pricing, like, presentation for them to decide if they wanted to hire me for future events that I was already hosting for free because that's what I love to do and I'm really good at it. And so cleaning up, right? That's the topic. Cleaning up your mess. All of these eyes and ears started getting on my businesses. And people all of a sudden wanted to spend all kinds of time with me. And which is fine, but I didn't understand why all of these ideas were coming to me all at once. I had the HOPE Act. I didn't have the name of it yet, but it had been revealed to me to help increase revenue in our nation and to help provide income streams for anybody without costing us any extra as a nation using the resources that we have. That the first initial idea had been revealed to me. And so I had a lot going on. and I had been invited to work potentially with Beyonce's father to be coached by him, and there was a gentleman that was doing a business opportunity with him involving new cell phone plans all over the world. I passed by this fan. And then they were, the gentleman was kind of a little perverted, how he spoke to me on the phone. He was very interested in getting me to move to California, and he would pay for my rent and have me live next door to him. And I was like, I kind of like work separation, you know, versus my home and stuff like that. Plus I didn't know him, so it was a little concerning to like just up and move right next door to him. And what is he going to expect if he's paying my rent? Sorry, been there, done that. No, it was just weird. It was very weird. But I also was interested in working with Beyonce's dad. Well, at that time I had a business mentor. She and her husband were a part of our second Rich Happy Therapy. They joined it for free because they had promised to provide me coaching. Well, she promised to provide me coaching, and she said her husband might, but he wanted to see what it was like first. He was so impressed. He actually invited his wife on a work trip after that. First time ever in 30 years of marriage. She said, "Aaron, what your group does is bring healing." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah. 30 years. I have hoped and dreamed that my husband would invite me on a work trip." And after just an hour and a half, 2 hours with you, he did. He got to see me work the room. And I love how you set everything up. In a couple of days, we're going to give you some advice, some recommendations to adjust things moving forward. And I was so excited because she had told me about all these connections she had in the music industry and was really trying to seal the deal to get me to join their private church group. I didn't know what this private church group was, but she said that they helped people with their housing for the first 5 years so that they could focus on growing their dreams and whatnot. She was milking it. She spent over a year studying me and slowly slithering on by like a snake. And that's what the enemy does. Nice and slow. So you need to be on guard. And you need to understand that if you get involved in witchcraft, if you get involved in evil, darkness, they will be cleaning up after the mess. You don't know when, you don't know where, and you don't know how. But if you are involved, they will clean up their mess. That means they will disappear you if you don't desire to join their group where they sacrifice children. They first get those children into a fear state so that it releases a hormone, and then they sacrifice them, kill them, drink their blood to stay looking younger. And they all do it together. It's all of the super mega rich that have sold their soul to the devil. Clean up your mess. There's going to be a lot of cleanup. The Holy Spirit just revealed to me some people in the order of which they're going to go after them. And I'm praying for them because I know these people are either diagnosed with depression and helped me in some capacity, are survivors of child abuse and helped me in some capacity, and are generally decent people from what I know. But I also know that the Holy Spirit revealed some verses to me in the last few days and has reminded me to not mourn for these dead. For the ones that die are the ones that sold me out and tried to block a daughter of the Most High King from the destiny that her father in heaven assigned to her. No one will stop this destiny of mine. There is no power on earth that is more powerful than the creator of the universe. anyone that tries to block this meeting in October will be annihilated. That is not from me. That is not a threat from me. That is a promise from the creator of the universe who designed and created this entire world and all the living creatures in it. That includes you if you are listening to this and you are one of those people that betrayed me, that was bought out. You will be a part of the cleanup. Might not be right away, but it'll happen. Because they have to tie up loose ends, because there's this contest going on. And what they're doing is trying to discredit me and kill anyone that was an eyewitness. Just like the Epstein scandal, right? All the people that felt so terrible about these children that they witnessed being slaughtered. They are being disappeared all over the nation. And it's unfortunate. But evil will do what evil will do until someone steps up as a change maker, as a history maker, and says enough is enough, and is willing to fight, willing to lose their own life for the betterment of society. That is me. That is my calling. I will fight to the death for anyone that tries to destroy children. We are commanded in His word to protect children and vulnerable populations. That includes widows. That includes disabled. Who did Jesus heal? Who did He spend time with? He spent time with low-income people, the lepers, the Samaritans, right? And He was a Jew. They didn't associate with each other. He did things that were not, quote unquote, normal in society because He wanted everyone in the world that felt that they were unlovable. He wanted to remind them that they are loved. It is not too late for you to turn from your wicked ways. There will be a cleanup on aisle 9, and that will be your responsibility. My job is to warn you and to give you as much notice as possible. But I only know what things are revealed to me when the creator of the universe reveals things to me. I had just sent a message. The Lord just said, speak it aloud. I had just sent a message to the cybersecurity expert that used to be one of the 5 original cybersecurity experts of Apple and Microsoft. And at the time where I connected with him, through the power of technologies, he was the IT director of a company with 1,300 employees. He was a guest on my podcast. I invited him to a Rich Happy Therapy, but he had a 25% salary cut, and so he was struggling, he said, with his bills. So I tried my best to create an opportunity through the idea from the Holy Spirit that had revealed a little bit about the HOPE Act before the title had come to me. And I started creating an Excel spreadsheet, and I started reaching out to all of the big influencers that I was connected to and anyone that I thought might be interested in it to build momentum for these events that I was going to be paid for to organize. I needed a lot of people to step up and help. And there was only a small handful, maybe 13 or 14 people that responded. And that's okay. I know my intention was good. He stepped up during the year of my nonprofit ministry and was a keynote speaker. And I remember seeing the swords behind him. He's very into Asian culture. I don't know if he still does, but on the podcast, he talked about sharpening and doing like the metal work for axes and for swords and things like that to help build them. Very cool, very smart guy. And the Holy Spirit, pardon me, he's gonna pass by a fan. The Holy Spirit revealed to me not too long ago, and I sent the message that they're coming after him because he got bought out. And I can't do anything about the fact that they're going to kill him. What I can do is warn him. And I might not be able to save his life, but what I said is, please speak the name of Jesus and he might spare your soul. I had seen a post from him right before I disconnected from him on Instagram when I realized he was no longer in my circle. He had posted a video that was on some, like, I don't know, Netflix or some streaming service about the Illuminati and Trump. These people are trying to create a fake narrative. Don't they know? All I told him, is it all right, Lord, to share this? The Illuminati is a part of Team Biden, and anyone that is a satanic worshiper that has all the access to money in the world. Team Trump is the team that protected me in 2020. The top security guy that came to my house was a part of Team Biden. But guess what? They work together. He sent me to someone that trained him, the best of the best, because he was brand new in his position and he didn't know what he was doing. And when a woman that had conned her way onto my team, it was very successful in the music industry, very well connected, she tried to pay him to have me killed. So he tricked her. Yep, that president of the defunded group tricked her so much so and said, let's just steal from Aaron instead. So they created a contract for 3 years. And come this October, the 3 year contract will be up. There's going to be a lot of cleanup. A lot of cleanup. The hope for you in all of this, the hope for you is that you realize how finite this life really is. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us know how many days we are allotted. You might get in a car accident on your way to work tomorrow. I don't speak that into your life. I'm speaking reality. There are so many car accidents on the road because there are nanobots in the technology devices of those that decided to get the shot. Because there was so much lying in the narrative during the pandemic that none of us knew really what the truth was. And confusion is not of the Father. So it is your opportunity to come back to the Father. I encourage you, if you don't know this Father that I know and you desire to have peace on the day that you die and to know that your soul will go on, I encourage you to close your eyes and bow your head with me. If you're driving right now, please pull over, stop your car, and join me. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this gift of salvation. I am a wretched sinner. I've made a lot of mistakes in my past. But I receive your gift of salvation and I ask that you wipe away all my sins and teach me. Teach me, Father, how to be more kind and loving to others. How to not waste a minute of this finite earth. Walk with me. Don't ever leave my side. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you just said that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. I'm so proud of you. It's not an easy decision. There's a lot of different narratives going on in the world. But I can tell you one thing. The only reason why I was protected and covered by all the security teams of the United States of America, the top security people, was because of my content. They evaluated my content. And sure, the first guy wanted in my pants. But he also knew that I was a valuable asset because there was a $200 billion entity that wanted to pay me for my networking skills. And he got to experience those networking skills in the event that I invited him to. The creator of the universe uses all things, the good and the otherwise, to help set you up for success in life and to get you towards your destiny. You get to choose how big a dreams you're going to go after every day. But there's difficult days ahead, I promise you, and especially if you made a commitment to be a part of our family and to worship the creator of the universe and his son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Trinity. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be persecuted for his name. Consider it pure joy that you're going to be persecuted. Do not ever isolate yourself. If you notice that you are starting to isolate yourself, I want you to make a promise to yourself. If you've got a pen and paper right now, if you've got a Bible nearby, write down 5 names of people that you absolutely love that will always answer the phone for you. If you don't have 5, try and write 3. But 5 is a really strong number because 1 out of 5 will answer the phone right away. Chances are 2 out of 5 will shoot you a text message. The other 3 might be in the middle of a meeting, but if you leave them a voicemail, they'll call you back within a day. So you need to have people that if you need to talk to somebody right away, you need to call more than 1, right? And let them know this new lifestyle that you've chosen, this new commitment, this new faith system that you've committed to. We encourage you at Aaron Nicole Ministries, our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, we encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. We're not able to accept any donations at this time or tithes or offerings. We don't have a physical church building, but come October, I'm believing that we'll be able to have that contract signed with our top government, and they will protect me as an asset at all costs. And we will learn to work together as a nation. It's not too late for anybody to come back to the Father. It is not too late. It's never too late until you're dead. And none of us know what day that is for us. So I encourage you to share this with someone that you care about. If you made this commitment, how many more of your friends do you desire to join you in eternity in heaven? And if you have a different faith system and you're listening to this out of respect, we really appreciate you. As long as you're not harming a human being, or especially children, we welcome your faith system and we'd love to learn from you. I imagine there's similar things in your faith system. I believe the creator of the universe is above any faith system title that we would have. I believe the creator desires for unity across all faith systems. And there are some thought leaders that have successfully created events where all faith systems are housed. My husband shared that with me, I think the beginning of last year before we had to separate. And I encourage you to look into it. Look into faith systems. Practice it. Practice what your faith system says, as long as you're not harming anyone. All faith systems have extremists. Every single one of them, including my own. Our desire is to bring more love in the world and to help people with depression. But there is a very dark, evil team that desires to harm, attack, and suck the blood of your children, if you have children, or your neighbor's children, or your nieces and nephews. They desire to abduct them, sacrifice them, drink their blood in order to stay youthful looking. When they have all the money in the world, that they could have plastic surgeries, they could buy the fancy skincare, they could do all those things, but they have so much money, they're bored to death, so they are doing evil things just because they can. They need to be stopped. Join us. Send us a message on our nonprofit email, website, AaronNicoleMinistries.org, and ping us on social media. Once you ping us, once I respond to you, that means that I got your message. I'm in a quiet season right now, so I'm not actively on social media until the creator of the universe gives me permission to start being more regular on there. I'm not active on there because there's been so many thefts on my businesses after the attempted murder of my life, right? The hit that was put on my life, they changed the plans to just steal from me. And anytime I posted any sort of business plans or business success or an awesome person I networked with, they would block communications. They would block my emails. They would erase invitations to connect with people, like on purpose, blocking me from success with my business. The same people, I believe, that sacrifice children that are heavily involved in that. So we're going to stop that, and they're going to correct their wrongs. They're not going to do that anymore. Not in my presence, because I am the Global Mental Health Ambassador of the United States of America, as well as the world. I represent people with depression of all ages, all over the world, and there is no one that is going to stop me from that title. There is nothing that you can do to separate the love of the Father if He desires for good things for you. All you got to do is apologize and walk away from that lifestyle. So I encourage you, if you're listening to the show and you're like, oh crap, she's on to us. Yeah, I am, because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me in His perfect timing. So I encourage you to make a pivot 180 degrees and never go back to that lifestyle. Otherwise, you will be obliterated. That is straight from the Lord. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.